The stock market suffered another series of dismal sessions this past week as the threat of war with Iraq loomed. The Dow lost 1.6%, the Nasdaq dropped nearly 1%, and the Standard & Poor Index was down just under 1% for the week. These losses came despite word that the economy grew during the fourth quarter of 2002 at 1.4%, a better rate than originally reported, but still at the pace of an ailing economy. Yale Professor Paul Kennedy gives us an overview of the economy and its prospects in the event of war.
We have a worldwide economic slowdown with 12 years of economic funk. Coincidentally with that, we have pressures upon our budget from health care, the aging of a population, the needs of investing in education in the inner cities. On top of that, we have the proposed military campaign against Saddam Hussein, and then the costs of the rebuilding of Iraq, enormous costs. And on top of that, we have a proposal for a tax cut. So we have a vortex of dubious, some would say really frightening, economic indicators.
Recent American history holds that the Second World War actually popped the country out of the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. And some critics of President Franklin Roosevelt have written that the economy was part of the reason that he wanted the United States to get into that war, that all his other efforts to restart the economic engine had failed. Mm-hmm. What do you think is different this time?
All right, there's two parts to your historical question. One is, did Roosevelt think that war would be useful in kickstarting an economy which the New Deal and his other measures had not really done? And was that the motive behind pushing the Japanese to the edge of the envelope and then over? And I think the answer there is no. He wasn't doing it for economic reasons. He was reluctantly going to war for security reasons. But secondly, it's absolutely true that when the Second World War came, the amount of dollars invested in American armaments industry gave the entire economy a terrific boost. The gross domestic product doubled in like 4 years or 3.5 years. But here's the contrast with today. We are not going to be in a total war. We are going to the Congress to ask for tax cuts. Roosevelt went to the Congress to ask for tax increases so that every American, whether you were fighting on the front or staying at home, would pay the price. We are going to the war with massive trade deficits right now and a question mark over the dollar. Back in 1941, we had terrific trade surpluses, and the dollar was as strong as anything because, you know, how could...
Sort of the only game in town.
The only game in town. How could a yen or a franc or a mark or sterling be strong in 1941? So it's totally, totally different in macroeconomic terms.
What about the argument that along with everyone else, business leaders and investors are anxious, and that even if they needed to do something, like invest in a new crop of widgets or something, they might postpone making that decision until they know what is going to happen?
To my mind, and when I talk to the military folks, it seems to me that a military campaign against Saddam is not certain, but likely to be fairly swift and fairly decisive. The big question that economists and CEOs must have to ask is the question that Colin Powell wakes up every morning to ask, which is, are we going to do it just with a couple of friends? Or are we going with the broad backing of the rest of the world as represented through the Security Council? And if we are going the latter way with the broad backing of the rest of the world, then A, it's going to make CEOs much more comfortable. It's going to make stock markets much more comfortable. And when it comes to the colossal cost of rebuilding Iraq, we're going to find a considerable number of governments which oppose us now, from Germany to Norway to wherever, willing to help foot the bill for the rebuilding. And that, economically for us, is incredibly valuable.
What's your take on the oil situation? Prices were sort of skittering up to about $40 this week. It once was common wisdom that anything above $20 a barrel was serious trouble for the United States.
Well, we have a double problem of the uncertainty over oil in the Middle East. I mean, what if Saddam just throws a heck of a lot of anthrax over the Saudi fields? Together with the internal political crisis in Venezuela, which is a very significant supplier for us. So it's completely unsurprising that oil prices are going up, and we're paying for it in the pocket. And yes, there are some folks out there who say, well, as soon as we take over Iraq, we'll restart the oil flow, it'll pay for the cost of a rebuilding. American companies, along with other companies, will benefit from this, and the price per barrel will go down. But this is a world of uncertainty, Linda. We here at Yale, I'm teaching with my colleagues a class on studies in grand strategy, and just last Monday, we were looking at the remarkable work of the great German strategist von Clausewitz. In his study on war, and Clausewitz says you can have all of the planning and all of the preparations that any great group of intelligent people can put together before war, and once war occurs, everything and anything can be on the table.
Paul Kennedy is the J. Richardson Dilworth Professor of History at Yale. He's the author of The Rise and Fall of the Great Powers and Preparing for the 21st Century. He joined us from his home in Connecticut. Professor Kennedy, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.